Coming up, how close do you really need to be to Disney when you're moving to Orlando? Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando Show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table by Realtors Danielle George.
Hello.
And Drake Shadwell.
Hey, everybody.
And Danielle, this is your first time in the studio on a show.
It is. Yeah, you threw me to the wolves on the live show, but I'm here for my first time.
She keeps saying that. But, you know, I was like I said to you, after that, everything's easy.
Let's hope so.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we put you through. And, of course, the live show Danielle is referring to is the marathon or kind of marathon show that we did at the Diz Family Reunion to raise money for Give Kids the World a few weeks ago. That is why my head is shaved. I was making good on a on an auction from last year where I think we raised like 20 grand for me to shave my head. So that's not bad. I do want to take this opportunity to give a special shout out to Sean Falk, who's not here. He and Ruben are actually on vacation this week. But I want to give a special shout out to Sean, who personally donated an Adventures by Disney trip to this auction that raised $55,000 for Give Kids the World. That's the equivalent of sending six families to the village. And if you're not familiar with Give Kids the World, head over to gktw.org. You can see the amazing work this organization does. We've raised a lot of money now, over $1.2 million that my team has raised for Give Kids the World over the years. And yeah, so I just wanted to make sure I got that shout out and explain why I'm freaking bald. I look like Persis Kambada, an old, fat, ugly Persis Kambada. Googler. All right, so we thought this week we would talk about the burning question on the minds of a lot of folks planning to move to Orlando. How close to Disney do I need to be? Now, one of the reasons that question, if you're a Disney fan, of course, you want to be as close as possible, but you run into the reality of the Central Florida real estate market, which is the closer you get to the mouse, the more money you're going to pay for your house. And we're seeing that even more pronounced, I think, in the past 6 months than at any time before. And so you have even the most hardcore Disney fans saying, wait a second, for $350,000, I can get this tiny little box of a thing, you know, within 15 minutes of Disney property, or if I'm willing to drive 45 minutes, I can get this much bigger home for that. And we're seeing a lot of that. So it really does come down to, you know, what's important to you. But Danielle, this was your idea to do the show, and I loved it. So why don't you talk a little bit about your perspective?
Yeah. So I recently moved here in January, and my thought process was I need to be close because I'm going to go there a lot. And I've noticed I really haven't. I've gone about 3 to 4 times.
But you also couldn't get an annual pass.
Right. So that was out of my own pocket. And I was about 45 minutes away. And I always thought that was such a long drive. But since I've moved to Florida, I realized 45 minutes is nothing comparative to anything else. I might not be that far away, but 45 minutes is not too bad. But this is a question that we get asked constantly. It's the first question I start off with. Well, how far away do you really want to be? I don't think being 45 minutes to an hour is really all that bad because you're missing out on that traffic that is constantly around that Disney bubble. So I think 45 minutes to an hour is such a good sweet spot, and you're going to find a lot more bang for your buck when you go a little bit further out.
And, you know, one of the things I say to people when they say, oh, I don't want to be that far away from Disney. I'm talking to somebody in Ohio. How far away from Disney are you right now? Okay. You know, and think about it too. You know, right now your Disney trips involve like it's, and for us, it's like military. It's a military operation. Oh my God. I didn't introduce Craig, our producer, Craig Williams.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
You'd think I just started.
It's been a week.
It's been a week. It has been a week. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, as Disney fans, when we plan to come here, it's a military operation. There are spreadsheets. Because, like, you know, used to be, you had to decide where you wanted to eat 6 months from now and make your reservations, get your fast passes and all that other stuff. And then you had to fly or drive here. And even the best flight is still going to be longer than a 45-minute drive. So I try and put it in perspective for people because the dream is, like, we had one client say he wanted a condo with a view of Epcot. I'm like, okay, well, no, first. Second, if we find that, you better have a lot of money. Yeah. You better have a lot of money.
Because you're going to be competing against Pete for it.
So. No, you're not. You're not. Because no. But the whole idea is that, you know, when you live here, you know, I live outside downtown Orlando. I chose to be outside the tourist corridor when I bought this house. And, I mean, it takes me, depending, time of day of week, it can take me anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to get on the property. And I'm fine with that. Now, that's Disney. Universal, I could be at Universal in about 15 minutes.
Mm. And I think... like that balance is when people should take the time to look at a map to find, okay, so, I mean, you've got Universal here and Disney here. And I mean, are you a two park person? Cause you're gonna need to be in that row. You're gonna wanna be in that row. But if you come out a little, you swing out a little bit this way, you start getting into those cheaper areas as the farther and farther you go. Especially if you go up like towards Apopka, maybe not even as far as Apopka, but if you go on that side of Orlando, then you have that, is it 417? You don't have to get on I-4, is essentially what I'm saying, in order to get to Disney. So you avoid Orlando, like the city where a lot of that traffic is, and you get that chance to kind of skirt around it a little bit. So you are far as mileage goes, but you might be able to crack down on time, which... that with how heavy traffic is getting in Florida, it's something you have to be mindful of. It's not necessarily the mileage, it's the minutes. And that is a difficult thing to time because a lot of people reach out to us and they say, I want to be 30 minutes from Disney. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, that could be 2 miles from Disney or that could be, you know, well, 25 miles from Disney.
And part of our job as realtors is to manage people's expectations. It is not unusual for us to hear from someone, I want 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, a pool, 3,000 square feet, and I want to be 10 minutes from the Magic Kingdom. And I want to spend $250,000. No. No, you're not. That's not going to happen. So, you know, that's when we start asking questions about what your budget is. Mm. If it's $250,000, that's fine. We can work with you. But you're not going to be 10 minutes from the Magic Kingdom. Now, recently... I had occasion to be down in Winter Haven. And Winter Haven, you know, from where I am right now is a good 40-minute drive outside of downtown Orlando, a little bit closer to Disney. But I'm driving around this town. And I'm like, this is adorable. This is really nice. And then I'm looking at the price of houses. Houses that would go for $400,000 or $500,000. In this area, $350,000, $300,000. And I'm like, wow. Because it's, and I think Now with Davenport, Davenport has started to get mm-hmm. more and more popular, and the prices in Davenport are going up.
Because it's all about competition. It's all about who you're competing against. Because in a normal traditional housing market, you're competing against a couple of different groups. You're competing against people who have grown up in the area and who love it and want to stay there. You're competing maybe against the large job center, your tire plant, your coal mine, but now you're competing against Disney as the job competitor. And then on top of that, you're competing against people who want to be near Disney as their retirement home. And you're competing against that big group that we all love, our lovely investors who are buying up those properties to rent out to the employees who can't afford to buy close enough to Disney, so they need to rent. And people like me who were in entertainment who only planned to be there for a couple of years, so they didn't want to buy. Those are the people that are investors. So, I mean, how many investors, Danielle, do you get reached out to all the time? And they're great clients, but like
they are, but and they're primarily cash. And it's really hard for these families that do want to be so close to Disney to get in that competitive market with them, because the offers that are cash are going to get looked to first because they're not contingent on a sale of a house or on any loans. So I completely agree with you. And another area I really enjoyed was St. Cloud. I was not expecting to like St. Cloud as much as I did when Beautiful. I started going down there and looking at the price of those houses and looking just on a GPS from where the locations I was at, surprisingly, about only 40, 45 minutes. And that was during peak 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock traffic.
And you get some beautiful homes in St. Cloud. You got a much more reasonable price point in St. Cloud. And for people who are looking for land, there's a lot more land availability. In St. Cloud, it's a more rural part of Central Florida, but it's beautiful.
There are trees, like not palm trees, like oak trees with Spanish moss. Oh, they're beautiful. I love going down a street with the tree cover that, you know, branches over it. And I remember being in St. Cloud and having this moment of like, this is gorgeous. And then I had to go do a showing. I was like, get your mind in the game.
Can't believe I'm in Florida. It just doesn't. Feel like exactly Florida right. In a way. It makes me think of back when I lived in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It gives me that rural feeling that you don't really see a lot in Florida.
And we often get people asking, does living around Disney ruin the magic? And we've often talked about how it doesn't. But what we don't talk about is living near Disney ruining the magic of Disney, but is Disney ruining the magic of your home? Of that small town feel, of that beautiful, you know, roads and like that town feeling. And I'd say when you get super close to Disney, you do lose that.
Oh, I disagree. And Craig is shaking his head too. I completely disagree.
Really?
Literally, I moved into the neighborhood I moved into right, is because I'm in Independence in the Horizon West area.
Okay. Yeah.
And not just in Horizon West. Drive around Dr. Phillips. Drive around Windermere. Drive around Gotha. Gotha in particular, mm-hmm. which does not get a lot of love. And I mean, now it's Windermere adjacent, and the pricing is not as bad as Windermere in terms of, you know, every house doesn't have is not seven figures. But, you know, I think there are a lot of communities, places that have that community feel. I think what happens, and this is why I moved outside downtown, is the congestion mm-hmm. that you get as you get closer to the theme parks. It can get congested.
The Walmart on 535 is one of the worst Walmarts because it is the closest Walmart to Disney property. And I take 535 almost every day, and it is just terrible. Trying to get anything at that Walmart, I'll drive an extra 2-3 miles to go to the other one because that's where all the tourists are. So it's really hard being local to, hey, I need to go to the super center Walmart. I can't just go to the neighborhood Walmart.
But to Drake's point, you know, like I said, I think a lot of these communities do have that feel. But when you have to leave that community, even for 5 minutes, and you face this, Greg, when you have to leave that community, the traffic, the congestion can be
It's so the infrastructure isn't necessarily great in some areas, but like I would say the trade-off is I can have anything I want within 15 minutes of my immediate area, and that's part of why I chose it. And then in terms of going further, that's when it gets a little different. Like I can be to Universal in 25 minutes, Disney, I'm anywhere on property 10 to 20 minutes. Downtown Orlando, it's all toll roads, and the airport as well. It's about 30, 35 minutes. So it's just, it's different kinds of driving.
But you bought in that area at just as it was starting to blow up.
A couple months before it.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
And so this is what happens in these communities is, you know, I remember when Horizon West was the place everyone had to be. Right. And it's a few years back. Everyone had to be there and it started becoming popular. And of course, as it gets more popular, the prices go up. And then what happens is it gets to a certain price range. And then the next community down or the next community over becomes the next place you have to live, which is why Davenport is in the discussion now, because Davenport, the prices are still, you know, you can still get decent homes in a lovely area, relatively close to Disney, at a price that, you know, doesn't require you to, you know, sell everything you own. But that's also why I think, you know, we do have some clients that are looking in Winter Haven, have bought in Winter Haven. But I think within 6 months to a year, what we saw happen with Davenport, we're going to start seeing happen going out that way. Because that's the next stop. I mean, we even see some come in for Haines City.
I was about to say, Haines City is right
like
out there.
Pretty much, I mean, you might as well live in Tampa. And this is what's happening. So that bubble is widening as these places become more popular.
And the infrastructure to get from Davenport to like the theme parks in particular, it is not great.
No.
That is why I moved out of Davenport originally, because I was happy there in general, but it just, I am not the type of person who likes driving down long roads and then you hit 10 traffic lights in a row. And what could be a 10-minute trip ultimately turns into 40. Whereas, like, if I want somewhere that's kind of far out, the same equivalent of Davenport, I would look more at like Mineola, where you can just jump on the turnpike and then be connected to 429, 408, and it's all toll roads and it will add up to your bank account really quickly, but it's that same distance away, but it's driving on highways instead of just streetlights constantly interrupting everything.
And that's what they're trying to do with the wellness way mm-hmm. over in Horizon West and connecting Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's projected to be like a $460 million road, but everyone's like, yeah, we kind of need it because that connecting Claremont to the greater Western Way with that entire, like, they're developing those acres with, they called it, I think it's called the Wellness Way Project or the Wellness Way.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they've got big plans for that area.
Oh yeah.
And
we did a show on that a few months back.
And one of the biggest plans is exactly what you're talking about, making the infrastructure more conducive to a streamlined, like, direct route to the place that everyone wants to go.
Yeah, getting to Disney from Claremont can be a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
especially if you're taking 27.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It would not go that way.
So I mean, it's, you know, the initial inspiration, the spark of inspiration for a lot of folks moving here is I want to be closer to the parks. And when that decision is made that you want to make that move, the next thing you got to figure out is how much do I want to spend to be closer to the parks? Is being within an hour good enough? Because if it is, well, then you have some options. Mm-hmm. Then you're opening up the area where you can find a home to a lot more, you know, a lot of these other areas we're talking about, whether it's Davenport, you know, Mineola, even out in Claremont, you can still, I mean, Claremont's popular, but it's not crazy stupid yet. And You know, so that's a lot of where the discussion needs to go. It's the kind of discussion you have with expert realtors, like the two sitting on either side of me, of course, Sean Falk and Ruben Colon. So if you are in the market to buy a home in the Central Florida area, please reach out to us, movingtoorlando.com, fill out the contact form, or just send an email, admin, at movingtoorlando.com. They can help you. And before we close up, anything else? Any burning?
I think we touched on everything I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, look into that wellness way. I think that has a lot of interest and it's going to be a really interesting development.
All right. And that will do it for this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week, folks.